So, good day, everybody. Nice to see you all here. I hope everybody leaves somewhere because they're leaving now. So, my name is Mari Lähteenmäki, and this is...
My name is Tiia Matilainen, and I work at the CoAS office.
I work for the student union, so that is the Kortepohja Student Village. Who stays at Kortepohja Student Village? Yes, lots of people from there.
Okay,
nice to see
do we
you.
Have anyone from CoAS? Okay, that's
CoAS
how it's supposed to be.
Well.
Okay, let's get started. CoAS Accommodation Office, it's in Kauppakatu 11A. And if you have any problems, anything you can't sort out from the web pages or from the booking system, you are welcome to visit us. The office is open from 12 to 3 p.m. every working day. And we have the CoAS service 24/7 on online service. So there you can find information how to make a forgery report and anything else you might need while you're living there. But as I said, if you can't figure it out from here, you're always welcome to visit us or send us a message or contact us on the chat from our web pages.
And this is the address of the U accommodation services, so the Kortepohja accommodation office, as we call them when we are at home. And we are located at Vehkokuja 2, so that's pretty clear, that's pretty close to the Kortepohja student village, on your way to the city centre. And our Instagram account is at Kortepohja, so please follow us. And find us on the internet, which is huge. It's kortepohja.fi, and you can find us there like 24 hours per day.
Okay, for those who live in CoAS flats, the tenants' agreement is already kind of signed with the payment you have made. So we have closed the deal, so you don't have to visit the office just to sign the paper. And for the exchange students, the lease is always for the fixed period. So there is a starting day and the ending day. And it's not possible to cut the lease during that period. Let's say if you wish to change the flat during this autumn period, unfortunately, I don't think it will be possible because everything is nearly full. But then if you still want to change, you can contact us, let's say, at the beginning of November, so we can then check what are the free rooms from beginning of January. Rent and furniture fee are paid once a month, so by the 6th of each month. You can pay here in, I think, at R-kioski if you have registered already in Maistraatti. You can pay then there with the rent bill, with your credit card, for example. At the bank, it's very expensive, but you can also make a transfer from your home country from your own account, as long as you remember to write your name as a message so that we know it's your rent. And you all have apartment checklist on your email. If you haven't received it or you can't fill it in for some reason, please contact us so we can reactivate it for you. It's important for you to give us a statement, what was the shape of the flat when you moved in. And also at the end of the form, there is a way to make the forgery report if there is something wrong and you want it to be fixed.
And so here's some words about the Kortepohja tenancy agreement. We basically have everything the same as CoAS, like the payments and how to pay, and you know, remember to pay the rent and pay it, and please pay the rent. Yes, but as for Kortepohja, we are still expecting people to come and visit us to sign the lease, which is very important thing to do. So to have your name on the paper, visit the office at the designated times. See the opening times on our website, kortepohja.fi, and come and visit us and sign the lease and pay the rent.
And one more thing about rent payment. If you have some problem, you can't transfer the money to your own account or you have some delay, please contact us right away when you know you have the problem. So then we can agree that, okay, we know the rent is coming a bit later. But if you don't contact us, we will send this open rent forward to a collection agency and they will add their fees there. So it's cheaper for you if you contact us and say, okay, my mistake, I can't pay the rent in time, so we can then agree about that. And when you keep the agreement we make, then there are no huge extra charges. The interest will be counted, but that's more in your rents. But you will have higher costs if we send already the open rent forward to the collection agency. So always, if you can't pay the rent in time, contact the accommodation office.
The same for Kortepohja. Oh, and as for Kortepohja, one more thing. You can only get access to the Rentukka gym and the learning space if you visit the office and sign the lease, okay? So this is a carrot here. In Finnish, we call it a carrot. So you want to go and sign the lease to get the key for Rentukka gym. Oh, internet in Kortepohja. We have internet in Kortepohja. In Kortepohja, we have this thing called internet. And it is very nice. It's included in your rent. All you need to do to access it is to own a cable, RJ45 Cat 6 or better, shielded or non-shielded, no, it doesn't matter. But the important thing is, on the first time when you have plugged your computer into the wall socket with the said cable, and open up the browser window, the first thing that you will get is a registration form. It will ask your name and your apartment number, easy things. Check these on your lease, which you have signed, of course. When you have submitted your important details, your internet should be working. If it doesn't work within 24 hours, then you usually have some issues in the settings of your device. So if it doesn't work out and you can't do it on your own, you can always contact our Ask It Internet service network guy, who is, not necessarily a guy, but they work almost 24/7 in the email, not on the phone, but in the email, it@kortepohja.fi. You can also find these details in the internet, it.kortepohja.fi, and there are lots of guides over there to help you out. And if it doesn't work out, somebody will help you out. Yes, and in Kortepohja, you are using the FUNET, the same safe, reliable, easy access network that you are using in the university campuses. So you get the access to the same directories, the same dictionaries, the same services that you are getting access to through the university network. This is super handy as a student.
Finished.
And that's about it.
Okay, the internet in Koas is provided by Telia company. When you go to the flat and plug in the same cable as in Kortepohja, you will also get the form that you can fill in. And if it doesn't work or it's not handy to use, you can also call to Telia and give your information. It might take a few days in rush hours to be able to open this. If you want to use also other stuff in your phone, you might have whatever in your flat, you can get a router to get the internet without the cables. And we recommend to use the Multitronic, which is in Kummeroksen katu 6, but you can, of course, buy it anywhere you can get it. But only a router is available for that, not the other stuff, what it is called.
Oh, yes. When you are buying a router, or as in Finland we call it router, or something else, you want to get one that's Ethernet only. Maybe if you could go one slide and see the name, to see the word written here, it's Ethernet, never ADSL, never ever ADSL, no ADSL, forget it, just Ethernet, Ethernet. I need an Ethernet rated in. Ethernet router. Yes, guys, Ethernet. Good.
Okay. And if you have problems with this, with the net connection in Koas, you can call to Telia customer service. It's open quite late and also on Saturdays. So then they can give you advice what might be the problem. And problems in your flat. If you have problems in Kortepohja flat, you can contact this email address. Is it? Oh, there's the contact information.
There's the contact information and the fault report form that you can fill in.
Yeah, and the fault report form for Coas flats you can find from coas.fi online service, or if you have loaded Coas booking app to your phone, you can also make the faulty report from there. And smoke alarms, it's written on the law that everyone should make sure you have on your own flat a working smoke alarm. So it's in a tenant's responsibility to make sure they work. And if you get this annoying sound and you make sure there is no fire, no smoke in your flat, it probably means that the battery is running out. So then you have to take it down and change the battery to smoke alarm.
So it's like this all goes down to the fact that the landlord expects you to behave as respectable and responsible citizens. Like in the previous lecture, there was lots of talk about independence, academic freedom, and responsibility that are tangled together. Now, the same attitude is seen here in your relationship to your landlord. That's us. So we expect you to obey the laws, to replace the batteries, to work with us here, and you get all the freedom. We will not be watching when you come home and with whom. And you will change the batteries into the smoke alarm. And you will check that no pests arrive into your apartment. You take the garbage out. You follow the guidelines that we set. And we work together.
Okay. And the only little thing, a creature that can be living in the flat, is the silverfish. It lives in the sewers of Jyväskylä, and it's very difficult to get rid of it, like, totally. But then if you start to find them, let's say from your kitchen, you can make a faulty report, so then someone will come to put some poison there and get rid of it there. But mostly, some of you will see, when you go to the bathroom in the night, you put the lights on, there might be this little creature in the floor. But it's not dangerous. It's not going to bite you. It might look nasty, but just look the other way, and we just have to bear with that. Cleaning might help if you clean the rain, like, regularly, but we can't get rid of it, like, totally. It's impossible. Nothing to add.
Nothing to add. So, pay attention to recycling. Each student apartment facility has lots of recycling assets in them. We have separate containers for everything, like any European, Asian, and USAian country that I have ever visited has. So, in Jyväskylä, we also have entered the 2000 century, and we also recycle everything, so also paper, glass, metal, and lots of other things. These you can find in the normal facilities of student housing facilities. Make sure that you ask your tutor or your flatmate or somebody you know around what is the possibilities in your neighborhood to recycle plastic, textiles, batteries, electronics, and things that you can't put into the normal bin. Yes.
Okay, we will go forward. Okay, for a safer community, nice title. Smoking law is also quite strict in Finland, so no smoking inside the building, because the smoke will go to your neighbor's flat or your flatmate's room, so that's why it's not allowed at all inside. Silence time. Everyone knows what it means, and everyone knows why it's here. So there are people who are going to have to wake up early in the morning, so let them sleep. And trash. I'm not going to say. Okay. What did you write in here?
I wrote, trash on the corridors poses a threat to fire safety and hygiene. We have usually told a story here about squirrels climbing into apartments that have been neglecting to take their garbage out, but we are not going to go there because this picture of squirrels climbing into an apartment is rather scary. But let's just leave it here and make sure you all take your trash out so we'll not have to meet the squirrels in the apartment. Also, you can't leave it on the corridor because the rats and mice will find it there. Also, it can burst into flames. So take it out and put it into the coordinating recycling bin. And if your neighbor doesn't do it, knock on their door and tell them to do it because it's important for the safety of the community. Thank you.
And we have more responsibilities. In a shared flat, everyone is responsible for the cleaning. So it's important when you move in together, you will make a deal who will clean, what and when, and on which schedule. So if you do it regularly, you won't have any bigger problems when people are moving out and someone will come to check the flat, and then they will leave a note that someone has to clean and someone has to pay, all that messy stuff. Just keep the flat clean regularly, so then we don't have any of these problems.
And just in case anything should happen, make sure you have a home insurance that covers whatever might happen to your own belongings, to your luggage, to the apartment and stuff. The Kortepohja Student Village Rent includes a basic home insurance so that if something happens, a bike gets stolen or there's a water leak or something, there is a basic insurance that covers some things, but this is only very basic. So we always recommend that the students who arrive from another country check with their local insurance company and make sure that their luggage is covered and that the home that they live in is, you know, saved.
Yes, it's good to check your own insurance if it covers your stuff while you are here.
And we have a question in the front row, please.
Does it matter whether the insurance you have is from your home country or from here in Finland?
This is a very good question. Does anybody know the answer? I will just hide, okay?
I think it depends on your own insurance company, how they have. It might be that each of you have a different kind of insurance.
Exactly. Read the terms and conditions.
We are not going to say anything.
Read the terms and the conditions and the fine print, please. Thank you.
Okay. Now it's very warm outside, but everyone knows that it will get cold in Finland. And have you already tested the radiator, like in a panic, that when you can turn it on? The news is that you can't turn the radiator on and off. There is a thermostat which will adjust the radiator. So the thermostat, which is attached to the radiator, will sniff the air. And when it's around 21, it says to the radiator, everything is fine, this is okay. So it might be that some of you are thinking like 21, that might be a bit cold for you, but it's not going to get any warmer than that in your flats. So 21 is the temperature we keep in the flats. And it has been studied that it's very healthy for you. So, but I bet Mari will tell you how to put clothes on soon. But anyway, the important thing is that you don't cover the radiators. You don't block the air close to the thermostat, because then if you have something just in front of the thermostat, the air close to the thermostat will be warmer. And that's not then the reality in the flat.
Yes, and you will be tricking your thermostat into thinking that it's warm enough in the flat now and they will stop giving warmth into the radiator. But this is evil. Make sure that there's nothing standing in front of the thermostat so that you will let them sniff the air freely and have it tell the radiator to keep radiating all the time. And now for the important thing. Because the apartment is not going to be any warmer than 21 centigrade, just a matter of fact in Finland. And that's the same everywhere. So everybody just, you know, in Finland, we just adjust into the 21 degrees that we get. And during the winter months, I will be wearing 2 layers of thermal underwear, woolly socks, like inside the university department, yes, as well, and mittens when I write on the computer for a length of time, jacket if necessary. So it's you dress like an onion. You start from the very core, and you add thermal layers that keep you warm, also inside, throughout the winter. That's how you survive in Finland.
Good luck. It's not quite that bad. Okay, but to get warm during the winter, we go to sauna. And in both in Koas and Kortepohja, there are common sauna terms you can use, and they are both included to the rent. And if you wish, you can also rent, reserve your own turn each week if you want to. But there are a lot of common turns, so you don't have to reserve one and keep that one turn every week. So please go at least once and try how that works. And to reserve laundry, sauna times, parking places, for Koas, go to Koas booking web service or the app if you have loaded that. And you can check also other services that we have there. We have this one electronic bike, and we have in Kauppakatu 11 this kind of place where you can reserve time to study with your friends. So go and check those out, what we have there.
And as for Kortepohja, we also have a web service for reserving the laundry rooms and parking places and sauna times, like your own personal sauna turn that you keep like a Finn through the winter. And it keeps you warm once per week. You know, there's the sauna turn. Yes, this is the best time of the week. Nobody's laughing, but this is the fact in Finland. We in Kortepohja, we have the sauna daily in Building A and also in some other buildings, but the Building A is the go-to place because it's brand new and it has very good use for both male and female saunasters. And there's like straight access from the Rentukka gym with the brand new gym card that you get the access to when you have signed your lease. So it's very good.
Anything to ask? So if you wonder something about your lease, rent, something in general about the tenancy, you can contact the accommodation office. If you have a fault to report, you can go to the web pages and fill in the form online. What then? Yes, you can join the Facebook groups. You can find them from the web pages, koas.fi. And for tenants, and there are also information about the tenant committees who arranges some kind of parties and other kind of activities in your location.
And as for Kortepohja, well, we also have a tenants council, tenants committee, that you can join or meet in their meetings, and there are lots and lots of communal activities that are listed on our webpage. We have the community manager, Pihla, who works at the Rentukka Info Desk, whom most of you we will meet when you are paying your survival kit, or visiting Rentukka for lunch or gym or for anything, you know, because in Rentukka you can do anything. And follow Rentukkatalo on Instagram because they are wonderful.
Oh, that's...
That's all we had. One more word about the survival kit. Anybody who has a survival kit and has not paid for it yet, me and my coworker Pihla, whom I mentioned earlier, will be today until 4 in the opening fair at Agora, taking survival kit payments. Also tomorrow morning at Building T from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. please bring your survival kit form. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Have a nice time.